Skype of Cthulhu presents Call of Cthulhu Scenario Sunspots by Dave Sokolowski.
Bright light, poof.
Yes.
Oh, so we went looking for Susan, having gotten some good information about where we would find her. And we did find her. She seemed to be leading a prayer group in a Japanese outfit and in Japanese. And as some of us were about to go get the car and then we were going to tackle her, some others of us sort of pestered her. And at some point she got sick of that and picked up her head, held out her hand, and whatever she was holding in her hand shone like the sun. And then suddenly it seemed to be afternoon and they were gone.
And we were on the same street corner, is that right?
Yeah, we hadn't gone anywhere.
We actually had moved a few feet, I think, is what Max described it.
You guys are in the general area.
Yeah, right, right.
Exactly in your same spots. But yeah, you're in the general area.
Which is somehow more disturbing to me.
Did we do sand rolls for that?
I believe we did. I think it was a 0d2.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember a sand roll.
No?
But do I need to do a sand roll?
Sure. Let's everyone do sand rolls then.
You know, if they're fun once, they're even more fun the second time.
Yeah, you can never have too many.
When in doubt,
some people don't remember them. Then you know we can do it again. That's fine.
I failed my sand.
I failed this time. You said.
No, it is a 0, 1d2. So yep. Success, so it's nothing. And then D2 fail.
I lost one.
Well, I say, she was really rude, wasn't she?
I look at my camera strangely.
And your camera?
Very rude.
And wonder if there's a developer in town.
Nice. Oh, right, because you've taken a bunch of pictures of...
Well, I think that's what was annoying her.
Right, yes.
Damn, paparazzo.
So it's 4 p.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sun's going down. Or we'll be soon.
It's a little strange. We lost the father too. That was kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Where's Mr. Peterson gone? What's going on?
Oh, that's right. That father.
Well, maybe he just came to before us and wandered off. Hard to know what could have happened.
I don't remember. Get it? We were just standing here for 6 hours? Something's very strange.
Is there anybody else on the street?
Not right now. You guys are like right at the edge of the park. Off in the distance. Go ahead, Jim.
This is a park. We're not like on the front lawn of a house or anything like that. The group was in a park. It was in a park. They were not.
Correct.
You know, like obviously attached to a specific building or house or
correct.
Just
correct.
Outside.
They were okay. in what's called Pioneer Park. There's a sign. There's also a statue of Ulysses S. Grant. President Ulysses S. Grant. There's some swing sets. There's some picnic tables.
Is it a somewhat secluded area, or were there other people around when we approached?
There were other people around when you approached, and actually, I mean, you see people on the far side of the park, you know, sparse around. Nobody really around your area, But yeah, there's people around. It's still bright out.
I'm gonna,
where's the nearest? Yeah. The
sky. I'm going to pick a group and walk over to them.
I've got the same thought. I'll follow.
You got some people that are throwing frisbee on that side of the park. Yeah, some youths.
Let's find out if they've seen what happened to us. We can't have just been standing here for 6 hours, can we?
I would certainly hope not.
Do we feel? Do our legs feel sore? Do we feel like we've been standing here for 6 hours?
You know, go ahead and everyone give me a con roll.
Okay. How about a 98?
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, hard success. 47
for you. I got a normal success.
Anyone with a success or better feels fine. You don't feel like any overtiredness in your legs or whatever. But, yeah. Miss Baxter, your legs are really tired. Like, you feel like you're about to need to sit down somewhere for a little bit.
Oh.
Jelly legs.
Are you okay, Miss Baxter? You look a little weak in the knees.
I'm going to go over to one of the picnic tables. I just need to sit down for a while. I feel very tired.
Annie is going to go over to the area where the circle, where they were doing their chanting and whatnot, and try to inspect closely for anything that might have been left behind by any of the, you know, something that fell out of a pocket or whatever.
Okay. Look around. You don't find anything. I mean, there's like a, you know, candy wrapper here or there, but some trash, but nothing of interest.
And I'm going to walk over to the group playing frisbee.
Cool.
Frisbee.
All right. You see you walking, I'm like, hey, man, how's it going?
Good afternoon. First, may I say, you should patent and sell that magnificent flying disc toy of yours. Oh. I predict that in another 10 to 15 years, it's going to become a thing.
Well, you know, this vacation town, they're ahead of their time.
But also, I was wondering if I might ask you a question.
Yes, now that the continuity train has run through here.
Barnaby Greer, I'm with the press, as you can see.
Cool, man.
How long have you been here in the park?
Oh, I don't know. We got here like a little while ago.
And when you arrived, did you happen to notice that group of people? And I'll indicate the others kind of as they're kind of standing around. That group of people over there on the other side of the park. Did you notice them?
No. I mean, I saw some people around, but I'm not paying attention to what everyone else is doing. We just came here to play frisbee. We're having a good time.
Did you happen?
Yeah, I mean, I saw you guys over that area. I think I don't know.
Did you happen to see a group of people in white robes, in some kind of prayer service?
No, I think I'd remember that.
Thank you for your time. That was pointless.
You just keep throwing the frisbee?
I walk back.
Yeah.
I'm going to check my pockets real quick to see if anything's missing.
Nothing's missing.
Nothing missing except time. I am not familiar enough with cameras of 1926. I probably don't really have a frame counter on them. I was wondering if there was some way that I could tell if additional pictures had been taken from the last one that I remember until now.
No. If that's the case, no. There's no indication that you took pictures while you were not conscious.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I hope we can re-find her. Interesting now.
Perhaps we should spread out and just wander around the town and see if we find them, yes.
Yeah, ask questions and...
meet back at the hotel in, say...
a couple hours?
Well, the town's not that big. I was going to say half an hour, maybe an hour.
Oh, I don't know. Talk to people.
So... And you guys have if you have your bells and whistles map that you got at the diner, you guys have been to 4 of the 15 locations on the map that are listed. The Sunshine Cottages, you've been to Barnaby's Guests, the Bell and Whistle Cafe, and then the Golden Nest Hotel and Spa.
Well, I say we do that, gentlemen and lady. Just spread out and meet at the hotel and perhaps as you suggest, Mr. Troy, 2 hours?
I mean, I'm assuming that they're going to be still outside if they're still praying. So I guess I would just be sort of thinking of walking the streets and maybe asking occasional street vendors.
I might go and check out the library, look into the history of this place. Because this whole place is bizarre.
I'm going to go visit the Ray of Light. I'm going to make a beeline for the Ray of Light.
Is that a church building like with a steeple just below the park that I see? I had
11.
Some
on this in the same block. No, there's the church. There's number 11, Our Lady of Loretto, which I actually amended in the notes. I retconned here. It is actually open. It's just regular church.
It is open. Okay, I had a thought to go.
That's down off Main Street and Avenue, Washington Avenue, which is like kind of one block south and one block east.
Other side of the park, right?
Of the park.
Yeah, I'd be interested in going to talk to an actual physical church building and see what they think of all these new religions that are in town.
Just as long as you make a sand roll for talking to the building.
Yes.
And I would like to go visit... Sorry, Gary, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm going to go to the library. I want to check out what they've got in terms of information about the area.
Okay.
And I'm going to go visit the Ray of Light Gallery, just because it sounds interesting.
And we just want to confuse the GM by splitting up in multiple directions.
Well, it makes sense, and it's efficient to just spread out and cover the whole town for a couple hours and find them. Not that confusing.
All right, let's see here. So,
Mr. Abbott, perhaps you should just return to the hotel and collect everyone on the return.
So Gary is going to the library. And I'm sorry, I mean it. Robert Givens is going to the library. We've got Barnaby going to the Ray of Light. Who else is going either with or somewhere else?
Ernie is just going to walk the streets and look for the group out in some other park or public space.
Okay. Walking.
Roger was going to go to Our Lady of Loretto, if that's the church.
Okay.
And Meredith?
Can I move?
Yeah, after you guys talk about like, oh, well, what are we going to do? And, well, okay, we're going to look around. I'm going to go here. We'll meet up back later at the hotel. whatever, I assume. And yeah, you got enough rest for about 5-10 minutes. You're okay. You might need to get something to eat, but
yeah, I was thinking I'll head back and start again. I'll head back into town with the others, but then go to some of the stores. I think maybe check out Waller's store. See if that's, or maybe the delicatessen. That sounds good.
Evergreen delicatessen. All right. Okay, so I guess let's go with Gary first. Mr. Okay. Givens. So yeah. You head on down. The library's not too far away. Just down to the south edge of the park, and then a little walk down Adams, and you're there.
Yep. Wander into the library.
So it's not so much a library as it is a shack with records in it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like a lending library shed. It's got a latch door and windows that are open. To let the air in and out. And you see there's you go inside, you open the latch, and you see there's a bunch of books on the shelves. There's a couple shelves, and there's also a table in the middle and some chairs. And you see some old newspapers from the Saturday Morning Post, Boston Herald, and the New York Times. But after looking, you see that none of them are newer than October. And of the, you know, just the year past. And you see that there's a nice sign above the door. It's hand-painted Art Nouveau style with designs of flowers and books. And if you want to give me a library use, please.
Yep. I'll do a library use roll. And I rolled a 04. Mm. With my library use, that is... extreme success.
Perfect. So you start looking in and digging into the books. We will come back to you. All right. Manny and John, you guys are walking through the street. I mean, you're kind of walking the same way, I assume. Unless Manny, you definitely just want to walk by yourself.
Manny and Meredith, yeah, that would be fine.
Meredith's
happily
heading down towards the deli.
Yeah, I'd walk her to the deli and then keep going. That would work.
So, what do you think's going on here? This is very strange. Where's Mr. Peterson gone? I don't understand. Now we've got two missing people. This is not going very well at all, is it?
Two missing people means no paycheck.
Oh yes, I hadn't thought of that. Huh. Hmm. Oh, we better find both of them quickly.
I think so. Yes.
All right. Yeah, eventually you get towards the delicatessen, and Meredith, you break off to grab some food.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get in there, you see this gentleman manning the counter. Hold on for a sec, Gary. I don't want to break you up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
That's right.
So you see this gentleman. Come on. There we go.
Okay.
And he's standing behind the counter, and I said, "Oh, good afternoon. How can I help you?"
Hello there. My name's Meredith. Meredith Baxter. I'm new to town. What would you recommend?
Well, we make a really good chicken salad, either salad or sandwich. Basically, you know, everything we sell is really good quality, very nice salads and sandwiches. Whatever you like, miss, I can make for you.
Oh, that sounds perfect. A chicken salad, yes, please. What's going on in town? Why are there so many religious groups around? Do you know anything about this? We've seen so many different groups in robes, chanting. It's like some kind of pilgrimage site. Is this usual? What's your take on this?
I mean, it hasn't happened before, but I think it's quite nice. The town was pretty dried up before. I mean, we didn't have much tourism, and it's been a lot nicer now that the weather's been good, and I think everyone's just happy for how nice it is right now.
I see. Fair enough. Have you seen this woman? I'll hold up one of the pictures if I'm still have it.
I think she came in here for lunch, I don't know, a month ago or so. I haven't seen her in a while, I don't think.
Was she wearing robes then?
Robes? No, can't say she was.
Oh, well. Thank you. Oh, that looks delicious.
Yes, perfect. Ready to go. Here you go.
I'll buy a drink of some sort as well.
A seltzer?
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. So Meredith is having a nice lunch. We will go slightly back to Gary. Mr. Gibbons, you, after looking for a while, you find, basically you get an outline of the town's history and kind of a little background into the town. So, March 1877, coppers discovered, in the two mining operations outside of town, and Red Valley's first boom kind of begins, and it's, you know, it's where its history really like starts as a town. June 1881, a third mine's opened after copper's discovered in the mountains above town again. October 1897, the first mine collapses and is sealed shortly thereafter. December 1899, second mine collapses and is sealed up top, but is still accessible. September 1902, the third and final mine is finally shut down after producing nearly nothing for years, for the few prior years. April 1910, the spa, actually, it's the location that you guys, where you're staying at, the hotel. The spa opens with a little fanfare, but Red Valley's second boom begins as a kind of like a spa resort destination. But then July 1919, the spa gets shut down due to the Spanish flu epidemic. And that's pretty much where the history stops, and other than that, nothing really interesting has happened.
Okay.
Well, it seems like the town's kind of been like up and down. You do get after looking through some, you know, books with the maps and whatnot, you can tell that just northwest of the town is where the copper mines are.
Okay.
Basically, you have some maps that, you know, show you how to get to the copper mines if you so wanted to.
I might be interested in wondering if that's where they meet.
But okay,
well, yeah. I'll head back after looking through the books and finding this information out. Head back to the back to the spa.
Alrighty.
To meet everybody else.
And then we will go with Steve.
Sir.
You walk down. You and Barnaby pretty much walk down the same way and split off to different sides to check out your own respective spots. You head up in the church. And
what's the
doors are closed, but you can hear people inside.
Gotcha.
Praying, chanting, worshiping.
What's the condition of the building? Is it sort of dilapidated, or is it, you know, well kept back then?
I mean, it's dilapidated as in it's old and it needs some repairs, but it's not like falling down, not that you can tell.
Okay.
It's pretty much like, you know, it's a nice church. Still has most of its windows and everything.
Gotcha. I will pause on the threshold just to see if I hear something, something, something light and something, something, something sun, something, something. Or if
all right, give me a listen roll.
Okay.
58 is probably going to fail. Let's see.
Yes, I have base. That's a fail.
Yeah, you can't really get the words through the thick front doors of the church.
Okay, I will take
a breath. In?
Yeah. Step in.
All right. Well, the first thing you notice when you open the door is that you couldn't tell from the outside, but there's a huge hole that's been, like, knocked out of the top of the roof.
Huh. As if something came crashing into it?
As in, it looks like the hole was made purposely so that the light is shining down on, like, the sunlight is shining down onto the altar.
Ah, it's another one of those. I was hoping I found some kind of counter-religious service. Okay.
But then you look around at the crowd of the people praying there, and yeah, everyone's, you know, holding hands like you've seen before, all kind of connected in a chain, all praying, connecting up to the Father at the lectern.
What type of church is this? Is this a Catholic church?
It is Catholic. They're praying. It sounds pretty standard Catholic, prayers, with just little changes here or there, referring to the light and the sun and, you know, blah, blah, as you've heard with the rest of the town.
Okay.
And the people, they don't look like they're dressed crazily or anything. I mean, they're dressed just like people. The father is dressed normally as a Catholic priest would be.
Okay.
It seems pretty normal with the exception of the hole in the roof.
Right.
And the mentions of the sun and the light and, you know.
Okay. I'll, you know, I don't know, maybe I can get something out of this. So I'll just sort of take a seat in the back and wait for mass to be over.
Okay. So you wait. And now we'll go to Jim. Jim, I'm sorry, did you say you were going to the Eyes Galore Gallery?
The Eyes Galore Gallery.
He didn't, but wow, now he is.
Wait a second. What is this Eyes Galorga? Oh, okay. No, that's the other one. Well, that sounds interesting, no, too. I might go there.
You're later. Going to the Ray of,
the Ray of Light Gallery. Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Sorry. Well, don't worry. There's more than enough time to go to all the places. and you can even all go separately, as you are wont to do. So you walk up.
On the way, I am going to take my press card out of the brim of my hat and put it back in my pocket.
Awesome. All right. Well, you walk into the Ray of Light Gallery. Ding, ding.
Is there anything in the windows? Is there other than like?
Yeah. It's some would call it found art. There's a lot of paintings and sculptures, and kind of it looks like recycled junk sculptures and stuff like that. But there's also some clay sculptures and, you know, some statues and some paintings and art. And then there's a case of jewelry and in one of the cases, there's a little kind of velvet display puff thing that has a pretty sizable purple gem on it. A purplish kind of round cut gem. And it has a sign behind it that says, specific name. It says, Amethyst God Beam.
Interesting.
It says $300.
Okay. There's
a nice lady behind the counter who comes in and says, "Oh, hello."
Are there prices on everything?
There's prices on some things. It seems inconsistent.
Okay. Can I roll an appraise on just kind of not anything in particular, but just generally to see if I think stuff here is overpriced or underpriced or about right?
Sure.
And that will be
But it's art, so technically that's all subjective.
No, it's not.
Not in terms of the game. Okay, yes. So what did you get?
I got a hard success.
Oh, okay.
That's why he knows it's not subjective.
So it seems like most of the stuff in the store is accurately valued for like a business owner to make some sort of margin.
Okay.
It's not like she's selling stuff at like 500% markup, but the gem that you see, it definitely seems like she's got a high price on that. Like a real, real high price on that.
What's the gem described as again?
It's called a God Beam.
God Beam.
Beam. Amethyst God Beam.
Beam.
Amethyst God Beam. B-E-A-M.
Oh, interesting. Okay, sorry, thanks.
So this is the magic crystal that generates the laser that will kill the whatever.
Sun God.
Yeah.
It's in the copper mine.
Yep. Glad we found that. good afternoon, Mrs.
She says, Mrs. Thompson, Maggie Thompson, how do you do, dear?
Oh, I do quite well, thank you. Barnaby Greer, at your service.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Greer. You enjoying the sun? You enjoying the day?
Yes, it's a lovely day. How has business been with all this wonderful weather?
Oh, it's been great. There's been a lot of people coming into town recently, just like yourself. I haven't seen you before.
No, just in town visiting. I imagine that I would know this, and I would be happy to roll, I don't know, anthropology or something appropriate. Obviously, today in 2018, the whole found art, junkyard art movement is a thing. Is it a thing in 1928 or 1926 or whenever the hell we are? Is this a thing, or is this unusual?
Yeah, I mean, it's not totally unheard of.
Okay.
I mean, you would think for like a kind of a mountain town like this or more rural area, it's probably easier it's less costly to do something like that than run an actual
sure
art gallery with pieces that cost lots of money.
Okay. You have some wonderful pieces here. May I say, are they all local artists?
Oh, yes. Local artists and people from the surrounding communities that I know. Some I've made. Some are original Maggie creations.
Oh, may I ask which ones are yours? I always like to meet the artist when I'm looking at art.
She'll come over around from the counter and be like, oh yes, let me show you. And she brings you over to one wall. And there's like kind of like a sculpture made out of broken bicycle wheels and spokes and handlebars and just kind of like a weird coat rack that's made out of built up used bike parts. And then there's a couple other various kind of junk assemblies that she's done and some small abstract kind of like 5-inch by 5-inch paintings. None of it's really that good.
Fair enough. So I'll spend like 5 or 10 minutes kind of chatting with her about her art and maybe asking about some of the other pieces.
Uh-huh.
Before I kind of pretend to take notice of the gem,
uh-huh,
the God beam, and mm-hmm, what is this? This the God beam. It's a remarkable name. Who did this?
Oh, you know what? It was something that I got some time ago. I purchased it, and it's supposed to have mystical powers. It's supposed to help attune you to some of the energies of the universe. But, you know, actually, that sign on there is wrong. And she, like, actually goes back around the thing and takes the card out that says $300. And then she, like, scribbles something on the back and then, like, puts it back in the other way around, and now it says $700.
I thought she was just going to add a zero to it.
I mean, it is the 1920s.
Mystical powers. Well, I completely agree. You definitely had it underpriced before. I think you're much more reasonable now. May I ask where you acquired it from?
You know, I... Some gem fair.
Can I get a psychology reading on her?
You may.
Hard success.
Okay.
Specifically, I'm not sure that I'm buying this whole line about, oh, I just acquired it from a gem fair. I think there's a bigger story here that she's not telling me. I'm wrong.
You do get a sense that maybe it's not the whole truth, but not with a hard success, not in like a like a malicious way, more in like a, oh, she's probably making up a story because she probably had that gem, and it's because you know that it was valued high already at the $300 amount. She's probably just trying to make up a some sort of story, but she probably just had it lying around somewhere, and you know, once she's just trying to sell it.
Sure. Okay.
Overprice it.
That's fine. It actually gets me. It actually is a good segue to where I wanted to go anyway. So with these mystical powers of yours, I'm surprised that someone hasn't snatched it up already. There seem to be quite a great deal of spiritual groups and gatherings and believers in town. I would think one of them
Oh, yes. Others say that they're selling some stones as well with the same type of powers, but, you know, mine is authentic.
Oh, well, of course it is, dear lady. I would not even begin to doubt it. Why are there so many religious groups in town? It's quite remarkable. I don't think I've ever seen some place with so many different believers, different beliefs.
You know, I really can't say. In all my time living in Red Valley, it's never been like this before. Just since the sun started. And I mean, man, it has just been so nice. It's good to see the town becoming prosperous again.
And well, how long has that been?
Oh,
how long have you been having this wonderful weather? Perhaps I should have come sooner.
I don't know. It's been about a few months. It's only December, right? I mean, unnatural for winter. Yes, I know, but we have to be thankful for it. I mean, it seems like a once in a lifetime thing.
Yes, December. Christmas is just around the corner. Do you ascribe to particular belief yourself, which is?
Oh no, I more have my own personal faith and spirituality.
Ah, excellent. I'm going to peer down. I'm going to bend down for a closer look at the gem. Is it just like sitting on a stand or something like that?
Yeah, it's just like sitting on a little pillow.
Okay. I'm going to just pick it up and turn it over and look at it, set it back down.
Okay.
Well, I must say, madam, it is...
She's eyeing you. Of course. Give me a spot hidden, actually.
Barnaby does not spot things. Nope.
Okay. Yeah, she's just standing there while you look at it.
Okay.
Very nice, isn't it?
It is. I must admit, madam, I am quite intrigued. I may have to make a visit to the bank and do a withdrawal. This is quite a piece.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, it is pretty close to closing time. I'm not sure if the bank will be open or I'll be open by the time you get back. So you may want to come back tomorrow. So,
I
think I'll start closing up, and she starts to try and like, she comes around the counter and starts to kind of like push you out of the store.
Well, I was mere moments away from asking when you would be opening in the morning.
you can give me a psychology check, Jim.
Another hard success. Barnaby knows people. He doesn't see anything, but he knows people.
Yeah, as soon as you mentioned that you might purchase the gem, she got really nervous and just immediately started trying to change the subject and get you out of the store, which she effectively does unless you resist her.
Yep. Nope, I was on my way out anyway. So I will thank her for her time. I will take. Are there opening and closing hours posted?
No, it's just a simple, like, open-closed sign.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you in the morning, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. Bye. And she shuts the door and turns the closed sign and pulls down the shades.
I was gonna try to watch her for a while, but yeah, if she's is there another way out? Does she, if she leaves, to see? I mean, is there like an apartment upstairs where she might live, or is this just a standalone?
No. It's just a standalone store.
Okay.
Like single entry on the front.
Okay. So there's no back door that she might sneak out of?
No.
I think then I will try to find a place where I can secrete myself and not look too ridiculous, just standing around for, I don't know, we'll see how long. I don't think I would want to wait for more than like half an hour, but just to see if I can spot her leaving and maybe try and follow her.
Okay. We'll come back to that.
Of course.
Manny.
Yo.
You're walking through the town. You kind of walk around that main block that everything's kind of around, so walk down at Main Street, get Meredith to the deli, and then turn up Washington and back up Evergreen, kind of, you know, do a nice big circuit. And when you're back towards the park and kind of towards Town Hall, you got kind of in the middle there, behind Town Hall, you know, it was kind of shaded from your guys' view from the park by some trees and some buildings. But behind Town Hall, you actually see two things. First, you see a good sizable group of people that seem to be taking different kind of odds and ends and junk and like spray paint, or not spray paint, paint and some other stuff. And it seems like they're fashioning some sort of statue out, like a makeshift statue out back behind Town Hall. Okay. It doesn't really have a form yet, but it seems like it's going to be some sort of quadrupedal animal.
Okay.
But they haven't really started doing any of the big features yet to show what it's going to be. And then in front, on the front of the town hall, you actually see a group of people sitting on the steps and, you know, down on the ground in front of the steps, and then like up onto the steps and up to the top step, where you see some people holding hands. And at the top of the steps, the man that's kind of leading the circle and kind of like the prayer is dressed in a sheriff's uniform.
Odd, but okay. Have I pretty much covered the town? I mean, my goal is really to walk all the streets and see if I find the find Susan again. Or walk until the sun sets.
You do a pretty good walk around town, but you don't see her.
Okay. I'll stop towards the end then and ask one of the people who's working on the statue, just sort of what are you building?
Oh, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be a golden bull. It's going to be the golden sun bull. It'll be awesome. Don't you think it looks good already? And it's like pretty crap.
Right.
It's just like they're using, you know, some like broken boards and hockey sticks and just like mishmash of stuff to make like four legs. And you see they're starting to use like an old broken rowboat for like the bottom part of the, you know, base of the cow or the bull. And it's pretty terrible right now, but it's starting to
I do not shape. Yet understand American art.
This is how you say good? Question mark?
I'm sure it will be very fine once finished. Okay, so, and I've seen, I assume, a few sort of random groups of worshippers here and there. I mean, there's the people on the town hall steps, obviously the sheriff's group, but then just other folks, but no, nothing Japanese and,
no.
Okay. I will ask, since we're sort of near here, I will ask, have you seen the princess with the crown and the Japanese robe? Wait, maybe it's just a kimono? Is she wearing a kimono? Anyway.
She was wearing kind of like a white robe.
A white robe, right, with a button. So, yeah, no, okay. So, yeah, I'll ask about... And I guess may have a picture of her, too.
You show the picture. Person doesn't seem to recognize her, no.
Thank you. And I'll go back and have wait for the others at the hotel.
Cool. All right. So let's see. We were just having Jim was waiting for lady to exit the store, Maggie Thompson. Forgive me if I forget. Was anyone else waiting to do something?
I was going to say Meredith. Let's see. She came out of number 7. She may have stopped by the bakery on her way back to the hotel.
Sweet Home Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
For some dessert.
All right. Steve, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was waiting on the priest to finish his service so I could chat him up at the Arlington.
Cool. All right. So, Steve, yes, they finish their service. Seems like right about when it gets dark outside, sundown happens. And they finish up the service and everyone kind of starts dispersing for the day.
Wow. Catholic masses are long, but usually not that long. Okay, I will, wait my chance. I'm sure the priest is probably standing by the door, shaking people's hands as they go out. I'll go up.
Yep. Standard.
Yep. Kind of glad handing, you know. Lovely sermon, Father. Lovely sermon.
Well, thank you. Please come again tomorrow.
Yes, has the I'm actually a visitor to town. Has the Lady of Loretto been here for a while? As I say, I see quite a few religious services around town, but you seem to have the only real building.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's these vacationers and people coming into town, and even some of the locals worshiping these false gods and idols. It's unfortunate, but it's good to see my core group of parishioners is still with us here at Our Lady of Loretto. What church are you a part of?
Sir. Well, I'm a Catholic.
Yes. Well, you're not from around these parts. I would know if you were part of my church. So what church and area do you hail from?
Roger. I don't know. Says Our Lady.
Give me a fast talk.
Oh, fast talk. How do you know he's not actually Catholic?
Is 16. He?
No, he was. He was lying to his teeth. But I will burn 11 luck and make that fast talk.
Oh yes. Our Lady of Sorrow in Boston. Oh, nice. Yes, that's a very nice church. Very nice church. I've been there quite some time ago. Well, I hope you please come again. I mean,
yeah. Well, I
our
was
service sun up to sundown every day.
I was just going to say that. Well, that's a bit unusual. After seeing all these other religions, I was.
He's kind of like father. As you're talking to him, he's kind of like shaking people's hands. Oh, bye, Jim. Or bye, Linda. He's still doing his priest thing because you're kind of hogging the spotlight right now.
Sure. That's fine. That's fine, people.
But continue. He's listening.
Yep.
But he's kind of semi-involved.
After seeing all these other churches and religions and people wandering the streets and such like that, I can't, don't mind telling you, I was a bit shaken. I was happy to come back to, the good Catholic church. Although I see you're doing a bit of remodeling, and I gesture towards the roof up there.
Says, well, yes. I mean, with the good weather and, you know, by the grace of God, we've had this wonderful, influx of people, possibly new parishioners to the town. I, you know, felt the need to let the light, so to speak, into the church.
You don't say. Roger's going to take a quick glance at him. Does it look like he's got one of those stones that the pastor and Susan had or anything on his body?
No.
Oh, nothing like that? Okay. Okay, so have you noticed, have you had trouble then with people? I mean, you say you've got a few core members, but has much of your congregation kind of drifted off to,
some here, some there.
We came across,
as it is, sometimes people's lives get in the way.
Yes. Yeah, some of these groups are pretty little strange. And we came across a group of people in the street in some white robes. And, the leader had sort of a crown on her head. Have you ever seen her before? Seen her group? Not described.
No, I can't say that I have. I'm mostly here all day.
Mm-hmm.
I do my best to tend my flock.
When did you begin extending services from sunup to sundown?
Probably around October.
October, eh?
November. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember the exact date. We're not so much concerned with the hustle and bustle of keeping time out here. I mean, we just want to live a nice, happy, faithful life.
Time does have a way of getting away from you. I personally know what that feels like. This afternoon seems like just flew right by without me paying much attention at all.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. And he looks down at his wristwatch as well. Very nice talking to you. I'll hope to see you tomorrow.
Yes, Father.
Ushers you out with the last of a few people.
Well, that was wholly disappointing. He's gone native with all of them.
Oh, so punny.
Yes. So I guess I'll wander next door to the library, see if I can be of any help, if there's any time left, or at least walk back with, what's his name? I'm sorry, there's a lot of us. Gary's character to the hotel, or else be of help with his research.
Robert.
Yeah, you meet up with him when you walk out, and you guys kind of see each other in the street and head back to the hotel.
Yeah.
So, Meredith, as you're kind of walking back towards the hotel, and you go towards Sweet Home Bakery, thinking about, man, what could they have? Maybe some fruit tart or some croissants or
chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake. That sounds amazing. Yeah, when you get there, there's no sign on the store, and the front door is locked and closed, and there's a white curtain covering the window in the door and the front window, so you can't really even see into the store.
I'll knock on the door.
No answer.
Oh, how strange. So there's no sort of closed sign or, you know.
No signage whatsoever. But the front door is closed and locked.
Okay. Are there any windows on the building? Can I just go around, have a look?
It's only got really... It's got some small kind of ventilation windows on the sides, but they have blinds that are closed. And then on the back, there's no windows, but there is another door, but that door is also closed and locked.
Oh, how frustrating. Oh, I was really looking forward to that chocolate cake. Okay, fair enough. I will have to go somewhere else. Has anyone been into the general store yet, number 5? Or Waller's store?
No, not yet.
I'll go into there.
Okay. It looks like just a pretty standard general store. There's like the quintessential old wine barrel out front with the checkerboard and two chairs on either side, and it's got another picnic style table on the other side where people could sit and look out just into the town and kind of relax. The shelves are moderately stocked. It seems like they have pretty much everything you would need for your dry goods and kind of like hardware needs, and it's basically like your one-stop shop for this little town.
I will go and ask the clerk. I assume there is one. Is there someone there?
Yeah. There's an older man. Let's see here. I have a picture for you. Love this guy's picture.
Oh, wow. good afternoon.
Howdy.
Nice to meet you. My name's Meredith Baxter. Do you know what's going on with the bakery next door? It's all closed up.
Oh, that bakery hasn't been there for a while. Some other guy came in and bought the store a little while ago, and I don't know, hasn't been doing nothing much with it.
Oh, how disappointing. I was looking forward to some cake.
I have some cake mix over here. Got eggs if you need eggs. Can I help you put together your ingredients you need? Maybe you can make a cake.
That would be nice, but I'm just visiting. I'm staying at the hotel, so I don't think I can make a cake. That's a terrible shame. Have you seen this woman? I'll hold up a picture of I've forgotten her name. Susan.
Yeah, I've seen her. I mean, she comes in here and with some of her crazy people and buys things every once in a while.
Oh, have you seen her recently?
I haven't seen her for maybe a couple days.
Do you know where they hang out? Where they're staying?
I can't rightly say. I'm somewhere in town. I'm mostly here. Stay up top in my apartment, so I don't really get out much nowadays. Business has been kind of booming. It's been good.
There's a lot of interesting groups in town.
It's been, I haven't seen it this crazy in the whole 30 years I've been here.
Why are there so many spiritual groups in town?
I do not know.
Is there something in the water?
well, Could be them copper mines leaching into the water, but I don't think so. Those went dead a long time ago.
Oh, mines. Oh, interesting. Where are they?
Up in the hills, over yonder. And he, like, kind of points out in a direction.
Do people camp up there or stay up there? Are there places where people stay that aren't in the village itself?
Not that I know of. I mean, there's old trails and whatnot up to the mines, but I mean, not much cause to stay up there. There's only one of the mines you can still get into, and it's dry as a bone and probably not safe.
Oh well. Thank you very much. Have you got any ready to eat cake?
Ready to eat cake. I don't think so.
Oh, that's a terrible shame. Terrible shame. Oh, well, I'll take some candy bars or something.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he's tells you some candy bars. Money is exchanged, and yeah, now you have dessert. Less desirable of a dessert than you were expecting, but you know, dessert nonetheless.
Okay. I'll head back to the hotel and meet up with the others.
Cool. And Jim, yeah, you about half an hour passes, and yeah, you see the lady. She comes out and shuts the door behind her, locks the front door, and starts heading off north, kind of like back into where like most of the housing areas are.
Okay. I will try to follow her.
Okay.
Surreptitiously.
Give me a stealth roll, I guess.
Not even close.
Okay. So I'm going to say what is your stealth anyway? What's your skill?
Base.
Base? 20? Okay. Yes. So you know you're not a stealthy guy.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and like track her at a distance?
It depends on if I think I can. If I think I can follow her from a distance without being noticed and without losing her, then I will do that. If I don't think that's reasonable, then I'm not even going to try, and I'm just going to be obnoxious and try to talk to her as she's walking.
All right. Well, the latter is okay. What you will do unless you want to make a track roll.
No.
Okay. Yeah, she kind of looks back, you know, she just looks around and sees you, just like, oh, hello.
Hi, Mrs. Thompson. Fancy meeting you again. Small town.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, well, I'm just on my way home for the evening. Good night. And she, like, starts to try and walk away.
Good evening. I look forward to seeing you again in the morning. And
Yes.
Good morning. I'm just going to follow her.
Just going to follow her?
Yeah.
Okay. She'll walk for a minute or two and then kind of like stop and look around and be like, is there something else I can help you with, sir?
Oh, no. I'm just out for a stroll on this lovely evening, and just wanted to look at more of the town, take a few pictures.
Oh,
see what there is to see. It is a lovely town. Just wanted to get to see more of it. That's all. I apologize if I was disturbing you and didn't mean anything by it.
Very well then. She just kind of like turns and she starts to walk a little faster.
And if it helps, that's a 0-1 on a fast talk.
You're good. You know, she wasn't going to call the sheriff right away. So Yeah, she turns around, she's like, okay, whatever, and kind of speeds up.
Okay, well, I'll let her get like a block ahead of me. And when is she like walking in a straight line, or is she like taking every possible turn and side street and alleyway? And
when she gets to a available turn, yeah, she'll turn. I mean, you don't know if she's trying to get away from you or if that's the way to her house.
Right. So, okay.
So yeah, well, she makes a turn.
I will attempt to keep following her, but from like a distance of no more than a block.
Okay. You're able to do that. And eventually, yeah, you see her and you're turning another corner just as you see kind of like her going into a little... It's a small house, like one bedroom house. And she just closes the door, goes inside.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep walking past and then make my way back to the hotel.
Alrighty. Cool. So everyone is back at the hotel, I believe. Or Manny, if you were doing anything else on your way back to the hotel. Oh, did Manny ban this already?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think we have everyone back at the hotel.
Well, I found out something interesting. There's an old copper mine up to the west. I've got a little map here that I've sketched out.
Yes, the... man at the general store said much the same.
Yeah.
Wonder if that's where all these crazy religious groups hide.
Yeah, well, it would be a good place to hide. I mean, there's like three mines.
Dangerous, I heard.
Yeah, but maybe we should check it out during the daytime.
Wouldn't they just... camp in the forest? What's going on? This is very strange. This is such a strange town.
I wonder if we should go to the sheriff about Mr. Susan's dad. Sorry, I forgot his name. Looking for it.
Peterson?
Yeah, Mr. Peterson. No one seems to have seen him.
Well, for all of, 2 hours? I think it might be a little soon for that.
2 hours, plus however long we were.
And while you guys are all talking about that, Manny will mention to you, we'll say he made it back to the hotel. He mentions to you that he saw the sheriff on the steps of the town hall in a prayer circle with some other locals.
Mm.
He was in a prayer circle. Was he leading the prayer circle, or was he?
It looked like it.
Bennett. Oh, good God. Everyone's got these prayer circles. Was the Catholic Church also? I mean, he said it looked like a normal service, but now that I think about it, were they?
Well, they were all holding hands. Yep.
They were. It's the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
This place is utterly bizarre.
Yes, it seems like every single one of these. Places have adopted the same manner of worship. I was hoping, the Catholic Church seemed to have been in the building and been established in the town for a while, would be somehow immune or at least antagonistic or notice something about it, but they were just as bad as the rest.
So they removed their roof?
There's a huge hole in there, and apparently by design, yes, let more light in.
This is very, very extreme. What is it with the sun? It's the middle of winter. This is all.
The most disturbing thing is this stone that Susan seemed to have. I wouldn't be surprised. And the first pastor we saw, I wouldn't be surprised if both those things, have some sort of influence. I wonder if they did come from the mines. I wonder Barnaby, if we shouldn't go back to the gallery tonight and investigate the amethyst that is there.
Did it look like the stones?
The what?
The amethyst godbeam that Barnaby told us about?
Yeah.
Did the godbeam look like the look like what Susan had?
Not in color. I mean, yes, as in it looked like a gem. But, okay. I mean, or some sort of rock that she was holding. Yeah. But yeah, you haven't really gotten a good look at any of the stones that the people have been holding.
Okay.
Because they're always clutching them in their hand, close to their person.
Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions then. I don't know. We've got to get somewhere. Seems to be dead ends everywhere.
Well, these people obviously all worship all day long, and then what do they do at night? Do they just sleep? It's very strange.
Well, Manny told us, yeah, I mean, some of them were setting up tents down on the beach, but that didn't sound like unusual behavior, though, right, Max? Sorry, I can't ask Evelyn. But it seemed like
no. He said that there was other people that were also camped out and or sleeping on the beach or near the beach or on the boardwalk and
right
whatnot. There's a lot of people in town. You guys, I mean, you definitely noticed that there's not enough lodging in this town for the amount of extra tourists that there are.
Right. Right.
When there's no room at the inn, you go to the stable. Gotcha.
And we'll say that you guys are probably having this conversation. I mean, the rooms are kind of small here. Really, the only place to hotel you could probably have this combo is out on the back deck. And there's not like, you know, there's not like a huge amount of people around eavesdropping on you. People mill in and out and around, you know, go down, sit in the yard, lay out, look at the stars, which are just starting to show up. Yeah, you see, you know, a couple people come in and out. Lady comes out that you haven't seen before. She just kind of has glasses, and she looks like a more bookish type. And she just comes out, and she has a big drink, like looks like some sort of gin and tonic or something in her hand. She's just standing there at the railing, kind of enjoying the scenery.
Who is this, sorry?
Just some like, you know, late 20s, early 30s lady. Not someone you've seen before, but she just kind of walks out and stands against the railing, has a drink, a book in her hand.
What's the book?
Some sort of trash romance novel.
Okay. Fair enough.
But, yeah, you guys are all kind of just standing there, hanging out. And the lady, she'll just come over and just kind of introduce herself. Like, oh, hi, you guys staying at the hotel too?
Yes. And Meredith Baxter, nice to meet you.
Oh, well, hello. Rebecca, Rebecca Newman.
What brings you to Red Valley, Miss Newman?
Well, I'm just, you know, doing some research, holed up in the hotel room, just doing research. You know, nothing too interesting.
Oh, research? What kind of research?
She looks like she's kind of rough around the edges, like her hair's kind of frazzled, you know, makeup's a little, like, she looks like she's been working hard, and not really been keeping up on.
Well, not everyone has 2 hours a morning to do their makeup. Goodness me, there's nothing wrong with that.
What kind of research are you into?
I don't know. I mean, I've just been in town for business research. I get contracts from different people. I'm a researcher, so I research and write up analyses on different historical things and stuff like that. But, you know, I've just, to tell you the truth, I've just been holed up in my room. I mean, for obvious reasons. Have you seen the look in these people's eyes around here? I mean, these people are, seems like this town's a little crazy.
Indeed.
Yes.
I'd say more than a little.
Well, we've counted how many separate religious groups that worship the sun. It's very strange, very strange. And there's missing people. Did you know there's missing people?
Missing people? No. I mean,
we came here with our, well, technically our employer. He asked us to find his daughter. She's part of one of these crazy groups, and now he's gone missing. And we were all standing around the field, and all of a sudden there was a flash of light, and then we were just the watches. 6 hours gone by. It was very, very strange.
Huh. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty strange. I mean,
and then I found the cake shop was shut down.
Missing people. I mean, she kind of just like chit chats with you. And, oh, that's strange. Well, I mean, I'm kind of dealing with my own missing person. My goddamn partner is so lazy. Seems like he's starting to become one of these people. He's always hanging out down by the beach. He's supposed to have been helping me up here, but worthless lately. I mean, you know, she kind of like, she tells you, says the name Jason. She says her partner Jason is supposed to be here helping her, but then she kind of like kind of slips out, and then she kind of like looks down at her drink, and then she like looks at you guys and says, well, you know, it was nice meeting you. I should probably get back to work. I'll probably see you guys around the hotel.
Yes. Well, very, very nice to meet you, Rebecca.
She just kind of pounds the rest of her drink and heads back inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another missing person. Oh, this is very strange. Though he's down on the beach, so he can't be missing. That's very strange. If only we knew where our missing people were. It makes things a lot easier.
Getting more bizarre. I think we should check out the mine.
If you think that's a good idea.
Well,
not much of a caver or a climber.
Actually, I'm pretty good at climbing. Because I don't think they would be going far in. But,
oh yes,
I mean,
that's great. I'm an excellent caver. I've done it many times before. I'm very good at climbing. Let's do that. That sounds very exciting.
Well, that sounds like a good daylight activity.
Oh, we should go and get ropes and hard hats and lanterns. Yes. The general store will have all of these things. Yes, yeah. Johnny.
Yeah, Merritt, if you know that the general store had, like, none of those things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't...
Like maybe a flashlight.
I just went straight to the desk.
Equipment.
We'll find that out tomorrow. I just assume it has everything. I have ropes.
So, yeah, I guess you guys turn in for the night? Or are you going to go have some night activities?
No, there's definitely night activities.
I figured with Barnaby.
Is Barnaby going to tell anyone about this or just sneak out?
Well, someone mentioned it earlier, so.
Yes, Roger.
Let's have a look.
Mr. Delaney.
Yeah, my son.
Made mention.
So that type of thing you're interested in, Barnaby? Listen for the truth, right?
Okay. So, yeah. So what's the plan?
Well, I would first want to return to... What's her name's? Mrs. Thompson's home.
Okay.
And see what's going on there, if anything.
So what time are you going out?
I'm thinking not too late. Okay. You know, Barnaby doesn't have the strongest constitution in the world, so he's not going to stay up all night trying to do this, but, you know, so maybe like 10.
Okay.
Well, after dark and, you know, after the town is settled in.
All right. But yeah, you can too much later. Definitely. You can definitely do that. Lights are off at her house.
Okay. Then go to the gallery.
Okay. Lights are still off at the gallery. Front door is locked.
And you said blinds are drawn.
Blinds are drawn.
So I can't see in. Okay.
Correct.
What is the situation on the street?
Give me... Who is it, just you, or is it you and...
I'm going to be there.
Mr. Givens and Mr. Delaney?
All right. Let's get a party luck roll, then.
I've got 55 luck.
65.
Is that a wide spin before I pro... No, 69. So I'm pretty good. Someone
that's you,
else.
Gary.
So it's me. Okay, 48 success.
Yeah, at the moment, the street seems clear.
Okay, I will try the door.
It is locked.
I will weakly attempt to push the door open with my strength of 30.
Go ahead and give me a strength check.
No, not even close.
Oh,
the door seems like it is made of steel.
I'll help him with my strength of 45.
Okay. Go ahead and make a roll.
Do we get a bonus dice if we're both doing that?
Yeah, so Jim, roll a bonus die.
Bonus die. No, that doesn't help at all.
You want to help Steve?
Sure. Hey, I wonder...
What about another bonus die?
Yet another bonus die. Oh, there we go. That was a 0 instead of a 7. So 0-4. That's an extreme success.
You guys successfully bust the door.
It's all three of us crowded around the door.
The front door.
It's like you start leaning against it, Jim, and then Gary starts leaning against it, and then Steve finally comes in and says, all right, and just jumps into you guys. And yeah, you successfully break the door frame. Where the, you know, latch and mechanism are.
Quickly hurry inside and close the door. Trying to keep everyone...
It doesn't close so well.
Well, that's fine.
I'm actually going to stay flat outside, seclude myself, hide myself, and basically keep watch.
Okay.
So I'm going to be the lookout for the group.
All right.
While they're inside.
And
fair enough.
So I'm going to stand for a few minutes, let my eyes adjust.
Okay.
Is the God Beam there?
It is.
I will pocket it and leave.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Hang on a second. Wait, I have a thought, Barnaby. Is there like an office...
No
office, nothing looks like paperwork or anything. All right, no desk or anything sitting around?
Nope.
None of that. Okay, never mind. I was going to say maybe we can find a record of where she got this thing from. But it doesn't look like it. Yep. Let's hoof it.
Okay, we hoof it.
And then assuming that we weren't spotted. I'm going to find just like a quiet, kind of reasonably lit corner and take a closer look at the at the gym.
Okay. Seems like a gem.
Fair enough. Then I'm going to hide it. I'm going to bury it somewhere in the garden of the hotel. I don't want to be caught with this thing.
Does it seem like a good gem? Mm,
it's overpriced, sir.
It seems like a meh gem. I mean, it doesn't seem super nice, but it also doesn't seem like really bad.
I can assure you that it is not worth the $700 she was asking for it. It's not even worth the $300 she was originally asking for it.
Seems like she's actually priced it so that people won't buy it.
Well, that's what made me curious. But I think sleep for now. It's getting late, so I'm gonna I'm gonna find some place in the garden that I can remember where it is. And just bury it.
Well, you do so.
Yep. And then we sleep.
All right. Sweet deal. Next morning comes. What's the plan?
I think we should head up and have a look at these the mine.
Well, you should certainly do that, sir. I don't think I will join you. I don't have the constitution for climbing around in caves. I definitely need to make it back to get to the gallery, as I promised I would. I don't want anything to look suspicious.
Meredith, would you like to come?
Yes. Let's go and get some ropes and... So much fun.
And some torches, and we'll go and check out the mine.
Perhaps Mr. Choi would be interested in going with you.
You could drive a car. Still need to hike out there.
Do we have a car?
Yes.
We got a car. I don't know if the trial would be good enough for a car.
Only one way to find out.
we can drive as far as we can and then leave the car. Yes.
Sure.
We should make some packed lunches. Oh, go back to the deli, get some of those nice chicken salads. Yes, that's. we've got a lot of shopping to do. Let's go.
Because mayonnaise will keep so well in the hot weather.
Yes.
So we will quickly go and pick up some. If they use rope and torches, and then head up to the cave.
Okay. And Barnaby, you're going to stay in town and head back to the shop in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. So we've got Meredith, Robert, and
Manny.
Manny.
Oh no.
We'll let Manny choose next time. We've got Roger, we've got Meredith, and we've got Robert Gibbons all headed up to the mines.
Yep.
And then we've got Manny. Can choose next time. Same with Cornelius. And we've got Barnaby sticking in town. All right. Cool. I think that's probably a good place for us to cut it. And then we can have the full regiment of players next time.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. Everything's perfect and happy fun times.
All cool. Right. Good stuff.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys. This is fun. The plot thickens.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. You guys liking it so far?
Everyone's crazy. I think we should burn the entire town down.
Yep.
It's very interesting. It's strange. It's very strange. definitely strange.
Well, that's good. That's the feeling that they're going for. So I'm glad that we're there.
Excellent.
Cool, guys. Well, then see some of you tomorrow and see some of you on Sunday.
Have an amazing week.
You as well.
Yep, have a great week, and we'll catch up next week.
All right. Later, guys.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.